Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little hair after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, under whatever influence you receive us, or under no influence, however your boat floats, we appreciate the, I don't know, what's, I can't think of a funny verb, windsurfing fuck out of it. My name, we're going to be here for the next couple of hours, screaming at the right. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Who windsurfs anymore? I mean, could you imagine be like, you know what I'm going to do today at 11? I'm going to go windsurfing. Who's got that kind of fucking time? On a Monday.
Well, plus. Oh, yeah. You got to worry about that shit, too. wherever you go.
Oh, you're safe on that little board with the fucking sail stuck to the top.
Doesn't it make you look more like a seal?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the whole thing?
Oh, from the bottom?
Yeah. I saw something where there's a new, they were testing paint schemes on the bottoms of boards so that you could, our finned friends from beneath you could tell that it's not a plump seal flipping through the surface, flippering around the surface, that it's actually not what they're looking for and that they'll maybe leave you alone. So, and like wetsuits too. It's like a weird, like tiger striped kind of thing to make it more visible.
Well, it's funny because it supposedly when a shark eats a human, they're like,
they take a bite and spit,
you know, the lotion and all the shit we put on our bodies.
Yeah.
But then we're dead anyway.
Shark spit, don't swallow.
Deadly.
Tweet us during the show if you like, ladies and gentlemen, at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. Don't forget, you can hurl us a message at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out. If you're going to buy anything through, on the internet, please go to our Amazon, hole. I got a dentist bill today that, I'm urinating my pants over. When you find out that some dental work you got to have done is a significant amount of your yearly income.
Oh, God.
Even after insurance.
What's up with science,
I don't know what
man.
The fuck to do.
Can we figure out a better way to fix our teeth?
So go
Can you not just 3D print whatever the fuck you need and shove it in your mouth?
Well, that's not the hard part. I probably could. That's actually the cheaper part. I have to have one tooth taken out. And I'm getting a little flipper temporary and then maybe the road we're getting an implant and stuff like that. But it's just all kinds of, oh, God, when they showed me the number at the bottom of the the thing today with the the final estimate of everything that's going to be done. I nearly wept.
Right. Can't you just part of me is like, just go in there and have it done. And then you walk out to pay him. Just say, hey, sorry.
Repossess him, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't
take
work
it
that
out,
way.
Motherfucker.
No, I think they're onto that because they take those copays before you walk back to get poked and prodded and drilled and sliced and etc. They're like, you have before the doctor sees you, you have a $35 copay, you know, things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So even with, you know, dental insurance sucks. It just plain sucks.
Well, insurance sucks, right? I mean,
as far as coverage.
Yes.
It's horrible. I don't.
Why don't we have single payer?
I think there are better dental plans, obviously, than the shit-tastic one I've got. But, God, when she said that number and I was like, wait, that's with the insurance.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, oh, yeah, those are your copays all added together. God. I was like, please, how much is euthanasia?
Just jump off a building, dude. It's fucking free.
So please go to our crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you buy there. We get a little nibble and taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here.
Hello.
Screaming liberal media.
Right.
Probably sometime next week I'll be off for a day or two because I'm having my face cut open and having a tooth taken out. So all kinds of drama coming on. Bad genetics, probably.
Or not really.
They said, I've got some gum issues. And they said, because I brush my teeth, I floss.
Yeah, yeah.
She said, well, it could be hereditary. Some people just get it.
Right.
But no matter how much you brush and floss and clean. And sometimes just happens. Sometimes, you know, like a sinus infection can go. But she thinks, you know, I've had sinus problems. She thinks it might be the other way around. Like this issue with my tooth has been causing a sinus infection. So
it was better back in the day in the Middle Ages when everybody was dead by 22.
Right. You'd die of an infected cut in your toe but long before you have tooth problems.
Jeez.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. We got all kinds of shit going on here.
Bam.
In the world today, I'm a little out
fuck you, Schiller.
Of the touch of what's going on. But what? Let's discover the news together, shall we?
Oh, guess what? He's been twatting.
Uh-oh.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, April 24th. 2017,
the year of our Lord,
are your headlines.
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown.
Oh, Glenn Beck declaring himself officially a rodeo clown.
He used to be the craziest person.
Right, I hardly even see him in the nut job alert sites. You know,
that's
like Right Wing Watch, like Media Matters. They used to play Glenn Beck all the time. Now he's no longer the prettiest one at the ball anymore. Now everyone's dancing with that little coquette, Alex Jones.
Well, he's not. You know, right wing nut jobs like Glenn Beck, are they even relevant anymore? I mean, he doesn't scream. He doesn't call for anyone to kill themselves.
He's a moderately batshit right wing nut job, and I guess there's no room for those guys anymore.
Did he believe in Pizzagate?
No.
I mean, God, he's lost his car and he's not nuts.
Yeah.
Because all those guys believe in Pizzagate, right? I mean, Alex Jones said he did, then he said he didn't.
Right. Only after threat of lawsuit, I believe, did he then kind of walk it back. But then a couple days after that, he walked back, which is kind of what he does. Like last week, he's embroiled in a... If you listen, you got to listen to... Listen every day last week, ladies and gentlemen. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to crabdiving.com.
Yes.
If you go to iTunes or Stitcher, kindly download us leave us a kind review. It helps out a lot.
Yes.
But last week we played several clips from Alex Jones and followed a lot of his ongoing child custody case where he's battling his ex-wife for full custody of their kids. She wants full custody because he's crazy and violent, basically.
That's
what she's alleging.
Who isn't?
And he is not helping his case at all.
Oh, sad.
Alex is, his lawyer, I guess, pulled that, well, he's just a performance artist bullshit. He's not really crazy. It's just
a performance artist. What does he have, a BFA in theater?
Yeah, he's just acting.
He walks around in a little black turtleneck and a beret. I'm tragic.
How dare you pick on BFAs in theater?
I'm gonna play Zip Zap Zop.
I never wore a beret in my life.
Zip Zap Zop. Did you ever play that?
No, I don't. What is that?
It's a acting game. Is that
sex drinking game?
Oh, yes.
Unzip Zap Zop.
Yeah, it's just a stupid acting exercise. I thought you might have played it.
I don't remember that one.
Jeez.
I mean, maybe. You know, you do a lot of...
You blocked it out.
Theater games in those
classes.
So, Alex Jones, now the pretty belle of the ball, for the media at least, and some of the other horrific alt-writers like Cernovich and all these other guys seem to have taken Glenn Beck's place. I don't know. You think he'll start going crazier and start whipping out the whiteboards again and maybe to try to bring back the magic?
I think what he's going to do is going to pivot and go hard on his on his, 1791, his fashion line. I think he's going to concentrate on that.
We will pound you into glass.
Yeah. No, not good enough anymore, Glenn.
You
sorry.
Rat bastards. My gosh, maybe we should have a lesson on rape.
See, I've got a whole bunch of
those. That one's good. But, you know, I mean, I'm just thinking, like, these people are fucking nuts. We've got Nazis in the White House.
Yes.
Glenn Beck, he might be better in the cabinet than some of these other people. He's not as crazy.
Not as crazy.
Yes.
Not as crazy as...
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming.
Oh, shit.
Animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast. I like to fight, too. I like to eat. I like to have children. I'm here.
It's only half of it.
I got a heart. I got blood.
I don't know.
God, dude.
He wasn't reading from a list. He was just freestyling. Right?
I mean, you know, Alex, kind of some of the shit you're yelling out, we just assume, since you're walking around and breathing, that you have a heart. Yes, you have blood.
Right. But he also likes to eat and likes to have children.
Right. See, those are inferences. And the other ones are facts.
I think he wanted to say, I like to fuck.
I think he did, too.
But it came out as, I like to have children.
Because that's that hyper-masculine thing, right? I like to procreate.
Oh, yeah. Every load you blow is gonna cause a bun in the oven because you're so fertile.
Right. I am special. Look at my dick.
I'll check here and see if there's any new news. I wonder if in Texas they have state offices are open today, because if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, go there and sling us a message if you like. Join in the warm stream that's going on there. Dip your toe in. Dip something else in. I forgot what I was talking about already. Go to our stream.
I don't remember. I'm busy apologizing for the eighth time for some shit at my job. Fuck this. I don't remember. Alex Jones. Shit. Earlier I mentioned Twitler was tweeting. He tweeted about something. God, he had a fucking bizarre ass tweet about Mexico paying for the wall. You got to read that shit out loud. It's it makes no fucking sense.
He's still claiming that Mexico's going to pay for it eventually. Like some sort of layaway program. All right, fuck it. Let's just do the headline. Did we do the headline part already? Yeah. The headline over at the Commie Pico Liberal.
It bait.
Huffington the Post.
Fuck you.
That's what I was talking about. I just, on our Facebook page. We'll get to it in a second. But happy Confederate Memorial Day, everybody. Huh. My point was, I wonder if Texas offices, courtrooms are open today, because in Alabama and in Mississippi, they are not. It's a day off.
Damn.
Alabama and Mississippi.
Redneck.
For
racist
Confederate Memorial Day.
Oh, God, how embarrassing. How fucking embarrassing, man. Are we really?
We'll get to that again in a second. But congratulations to everybody that's got the day off. Over at the Huff Po, there's a picture of Schittler waving Donald Trump. And it says, this week, Trump shut down showdown. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, shit.
Government shutdown approacheth.
Okay. And, we're going to pretend like shutting down the government's not exclusively a GOP thing, I guess.
Well, they're going to try to blame the Democrats, because the Democrats are like, look, you can keep the government open. We're all for that. But we're not all for keeping the government open. And you're going to pay for the wall. And you're going to defund Planned Parenthood. I think those are a couple of the poison pills they're trying to slip into the, what do they call it, the cromnibus or whatever. It's just the continuing resolution. Just
cromnibus.
Keep the doors open. Keep the beer flowing.
Oh, yeah.
From
what is the cromnibus? What does that mean?
It's an omnibus.
Yeah.
With a CR in front of it. Continuing resolution.
Oh, okay.
It's a horrible nickname they gave it.
God, that sucks.
The cromnibus, which I think just kind of just punts the football down a little bit. The latest I heard was they were thinking about a week cromnibus. They're going to, or some kind of a stopgap, some kind of a temporary bridge that, well, let's keep it open for another week. We got some tweaking to do.
Shit, man. As a personal assistant that basically white knuckles it all the time just because there's so much bullshit. I never know what shoe will drop and, you know, whatever. I feel like that's how Schittler operates. You know what I mean? Was that a shoe?
Shoe dropping, I guess. Close as I can get.
Boink. Boink. He doesn't know. They don't have a plan. They're just trying to get by day by day. That's it.
For 8 years, they haven't had a plan. They've been...
I was talking about Trump and his administration. You're talking about the GOP in general.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well both. Fuck, I agree.
Both. Trump in general.
Fuckheads.
And the GOP in general. They're proving they can't govern.
What they can do is say no and fuck you and all that kind of shit. They can disagree. They can say they don't like something. That's what they're good at.
And they even in the states, look at Michigan. They can't govern. They win in the states and they take away democracy and poison people.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're just being a stickler there. You're talking about that Flint water thing?
Right.
Where nobody can drink the water? Jeez, why do you always have to bring that up when we talk about the GOP? That, to me, is exactly who the fuck they are. They took over as emergency managers.
Yep.
And now what?
And then fuck the goose.
Yeah. How do they make anything good? Do something good, you fuckheads.
I don't know why it's a goose. Just...
Because the goose...
Insert funny... Noun was where I went.
But I think you said fuck the goose because the goose in Grimm's fairy tale that laid the golden eggs.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Something about that. You don't want to kill that goose.
Probably don't want to fuck him. He might break one of the golden eggs.
Right.
Which you probably don't break.
That's the only goose that matters. Don't touch it.
I said tweet us and everything. Okay, all that stuff. So the headline says Congress is returning to work. As deadline looms to avert a government shutdown. You know, they've been off. They've been back at their constituencies.
Yes.
Some of them, a few of them, having some town halls and stuff, getting yelled at a lot. A couple of them saying, I'm busy. No town hall for you.
I mean, that's the ultimate fuck you to the people that your constituents, right?
Yes.
I'm too fucking busy to have a town hall.
Right. And some of them are saying, well, why should I go? Because of all these Soros, these paid Soros.
Oh, bullshit.
Agitators that are just going to scream at me. And they're not, by the way. People are showing up and holding up their driver's licenses and stuff and saying, hey, look, I live here. Here's my address. I'm one of your constituents, you fuck.
Yeah.
I get to be here and complain.
I bleed. I got a heart.
I like to eat.
I like to eat. He loves to eat. Listen, they don't want to see the people that voted for him or that didn't vote for him.
Yeah.
At what point, how does this sustain itself? I mean, because eventually people are going to be like, hey, get the fuck out of here and talk to me, motherfucker.
With the dead, says the HuffPo, Julia Edwards Ainsley is the author here. With a deadline looming this week to avert a U.S. government shutdown, Congress is returning to work today.
Yay.
Work in quotes.
Ooh, yes.
I'm adding the quotes. As President Schittler is leaning on the Democrats.
Schittler.
To include funding for his promised border wall with Mexico. Like you said, the president took to Twitter on Sunday to warn Democrats that Obamacare could soon lose essential funding without Democratic support. It won't work. He's threatening
to blackmail.
He's not even just trying to say, okay, we'll let it implode and die. He's putting a gun to its head. He's saying, what if we don't make the payments? To the insurance companies. You know, that's how it works. We subsidize.
Yeah.
The government subsidizes your insurance. You pay what you can. The government pays the rest
right.
to the insurance companies.
Okay.
Well, now Schindler is saying, what if we decide to withhold the payment to the insurance companies? Maybe then the Democrats will build my wall.
But isn't there a law that says he has to do that? Or
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, if Obamacare is the law of the land, then how can he just withhold payments?
Well, right. I'm sure there'll be lawsuits a flying if he even attempts to do that.
Well, I mean, does that bother him?
And there's no way to spin it for the Democrats are being assholes. There's no way to say,
oh, yeah,
I'm going to kill Obamacare if you don't build my wall and defund Planned Parenthood. Oh, no. Well, therefore, see, that's what they do. They just fucking cheat.
But sucks. It's like, he's not even.
These amendments, these poison pills, it's the same shit they did for 8 years with Obama. And then they said, well, we sent 300 different bills up to the Senate and they just died there. And you're saying we were obstructionists. Right. Well, no, you sent up 300 bills that said, here's an infrastructure bill. Oh, and
defund
Obamacare.
Obamacare.
Here's an infrastructure bill, or here's a housing bill.
Defund Obamacare.
And defund Planned Parenthood. And Democrats are like, well, no.
The GOP sucks.
It's cheap.
Listen, you guys are bitching about all the fucking protesters. I think the American people and the Democrats in government are pretty nice to you guys, considering your track record. They shut down the government for no fucking reason, and they lied us into a fucking war. And those are the highlights.
Yeah, those are.
I can't. I mean, they suck.
That's what we know about.
Oh God,
Lord knows the shit that goes on that we don't know about.
You almost want to say, just stop that Russia shit. I don't even want to know. Do we want to know?
They're saying if the talks fail, government would shut down on Saturday, Trump's 100th day in the office. How perfect is that? Trump's national approval rating is hovering around 40, 41, 42-ish.
Yes.
Which ain't great. I put up a meme on our on Facebook that showed, I think it might have been the last, 8 or 10 presidents or something like that. And what their approval ratings were at the first 100-day point. First quarter presidential job approval since World War II. We'll start at the top, work our way down.
Okay.
JFK, 74%.
Bam.
Dwight Eisenhower, 71. Carter, 69.
Ooh, yeah.
Barack Obama, 63. Obama, 63, as loathed and hated as he was.
Oh, yes.
And he went out that high, too, around there, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
He went out really high. Really high approval ratings.
It's like Trump sucks or something.
Nixon,
yes.
62. Ronald Reagan, 60.
Yeah, the Gipper.
W, 58%.
And he lied us into a war.
Well, that's his first.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's before that happened.
Okay.
George H.W. Bush, Poppy Bush, 57%.
Right.
Bill Clinton, second to lowest at 55%.
Because of the fucking blowjob thing, right?
I think it might be their first ones, too.
Okay.
First year in office. But he wasn't the most popular, dude out there. And then bring up the rear.
Yes.
By 14 more points at 41% is Donald J. Trump.
Damn. What's going on? I mean, are all the weird ass things he's saying sort of making people not like him?
Yeah.
The terrifying
is, given all the fucked up tweets and all the fuck ups,
yes,
41% of the people still approve of what's going on.
You know, even if you take out these crazy tweets, which it's a huge part of his presidency, in my opinion, the boat fucking thing, I don't know where the boat is. That's weird. That's fucked up.
The aircraft carrier that was supposed to be going north and was going south. Yeah.
You know what I love about his foreign policy? This motherfucker is not scared to explore the option of having a nuclear war with someone. Isn't that something? Fuck it. Everything's on the table, even blowing up the planet. What a nut.
Trump twiddled yesterday Obamacare is in serious trouble.
Yeah, because you're in office.
The Dems need big money to keep it going. Otherwise, it dies far sooner than anyone would have thought.
Was he eating a delicious piece of chocolate cake at the time, I'm just wondering?
Yeah.
The bizarre motherfucker.
I decided to take 20 million people off of healthcare over a lovely flan.
I'm dropping one of the biggest bombs known to man. I'm in pudding.
The White House says it has offered to include $7 billion in Obamacare subsidies, allowing low-income people to pay for health insurance, in exchange for Democratic backing of his wall. $1.5 billion to fund starting a wall.
Hey.
An actual wall. Now, others agree. Even a lot of Democrats agree. Maybe, you know, a secure border ain't that crazy of an idea. But we don't need a giant shitlarian wall.
Wait. No. The border's fine. What's wrong with the border? Honestly. Where's the evidence that says our country's in a shithole because of the fucking border?
Well, that's true, too.
We can't start going towards what he's saying. We don't need a wall. The wall is stupid. We don't need a fucking wall.
And the Republicans are just hypocrites because if you ever want to go after illegal immigration, go after the assholes that are hiring them.
Oh, yes.
Not after the people that are trying to feed their families.
Right.
And trying to earn a little bit of money. Instead, why don't you go after the big ag?
Yes.
Big agriculture and big pharma, not farms, farms, big farms, and go after those assholes who are hiring this cheap labor and getting away with it. They don't go after them because those are their golfing buddies.
Yeah,
they're
right?
not going to go after their golfing buddies.
It's bizarre. It's bizarre that you wouldn't go after those guys because the reason we have people sneaking across our border is because there's work here. That no one else is doing, right?
Well, 98% of them are rapists and killers, though, right?
But you don't know. You know how good a rapist is at picking an apple?
Right.
Perfect.
I don't know if it's so a good. Compatible skill.
Oh, yes. You got to fucking drug the apple first. Pick it.
Snow White.
Stupid.
So there you go. So Trump is going to hold people's health care hostage. Like, immediately. Like, if those things don't get paid, I'm assuming the insurance companies are going to start canceling people's
insurance.
And Trump thinks that that's going to force people to say, we hate the Democrats.
Well, it'll force them to say, we hate.
Right.
Trump.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a way to spin this.
You can't nuance this. If he's the guy that took away the health care, he thinks that he can look at his own loony constituents, those idiot Trumpalos, and explain to them that the Democrats actually did it and not him. They're not going to understand that. They're stupid.
Yeah. And the spending resolution needs 60 votes to clear in the Senate. So
60.
The Republicans don't have those votes. So they got to make nice with the Democrats or it doesn't get passed.
If there are any Democrats that if the Schittler extends to you an olive branch, you know, like burn that shit in his hand, fuck off.
And again,
don't be nice to this guy.
This is not the Democrats holding this hostage. The Democrats are saying, hey, put out a clean spending bill and we will sign that fucker immediately.
Shit.
But if you put your $1.5 billion wall in there, we're not signing it because we don't need it. And $1.5 billion is a fourth, not even.
Yes.
Yeah, like a fourth. Fifth of the payments to Obamacare. I mean, it's a big chunk.
It's a lot of money.
You
know what I kind of don't understand? It's like, I guess since the Democrats, they don't have the House, they don't have the Senate. Is there no one that can corner one of Schittler's little minions in a parking garage like Deep Throat might have and say, listen, we have enough shit on your boss. He's going to die in jail.
Well, there's so much going on.
He will never see the light of day outside of prison or... You can give a single payer. That's your choice. Tell Schittler that's his fucking choice. Why can't we do that?
I think it might have been George Will. It's a right-wing pundit, but I think it was George Will, an ancient, respected right-wing pundit,
big
conservative.
Baseball fan.
And I think he said, we're just going to end up with a single payer.
Right.
He said that.
Jeez, that's weird.
The only way to probably fix it is just to end up with single pair.
Because he kind of hates poor people. That's odd.
I think he's not weird. A fan, yeah.
You're making us like George fucking Will. God.
So there you go. I guess we're waiting to see if the... Shit, it says a Republican Democratic... Oh, my God. Internal estimates from the Department of Homeland Security have placed the cost of a border wall at $21.6 billion.
How fucking stupid.
So moronic.
We don't even need it. We don't need a fucking wall. Open the border. Just open it.
Trump is still somehow saying Mexico's going to fucking pay for it later. We'll pay for it now. Yeah. Mexico, pay later. Mexico's like, chingate, cabrón. No vamos a pagar.
Hey, vamos this, baby. I mean, by the way, the terrorists that perpetrated this 9/11 shit, did they crawl under some fence through Mexico?
Well, no, they flew over from Paris and from Saudi Arabia. And
how's the wall going to prevent that, dickhead?
Well, that's another point, is that...
That's the biggest terrorist attack we've had, right? I mean, what about that?
And the terrorist attacks we've had here, the single dude, you know, the lone wolf incidents we've had, have been people that... We're either born here and radicalized or naturalized and radicalized. So it's not like they...
Sad white racists?
They didn't sneak into over the border. Well, no, the Muslims. I mean, the white racist terrorists, too. I'm talking about the ones that... The only terrorists that GOP cares about.
You know, the fucked up thing is all of a sudden we have a wall. Now we're literally stuck inside our country with these sad white fucking domestic terrorists. I don't like that.
A Republican congressional aide said Democrats may agree to some aspects of the border wall, including new surveillance equipment and access roads, estimated to cost around $380 million. But they're not gonna allow $1.5 billion for that ridiculous wall.
God, you gotta say, listen, dickhead, not one dime to your fucking wall project, not one fucking dime until you get your fingers out of this fucking Planned Parenthood and all the other shit you're ruining.
Well, one thing people aren't, I don't think they're pushing enough is this eminent domain thing. Like, Republicans are anti-eminent domain. Big government comes take your land from you. Right?
Now you got a wall.
And they're saying that it's gonna be... There's going to be a lot of land grabbing, a lot of eminent domaining of U.S. citizen property owners if this shit happens. And then a month ago, I forget if it was the Department of Interior toad or the Homeland Security toad.
Ooh.
But one of them said, well, how is this going to work physically in some areas?
Yeah.
Because the border... is in the middle of the Rio Grande.
Oh, you're going to put the... You never seen a wall in the middle of a fucking river?
Right.
It's like a river.
He said, well, obviously it's going to have to be on one side or the other. And we want it put on the other side. So how are you going to force Mexico? You're going to invade Mexico to build a wall on their side of the Rio Grande?
So what? Yes. And meanwhile... It's just so frustrating. We don't even know the environmental impact of a wall right next to a fucking river.
Animals will be fucked.
What happens when there's some fucking ducks in that river and then the wall gets built and all of a sudden a baby duck's like, where'd my mama duck go? Oh, he's on the other side of the wall. You're fucked.
Yeah. Learn great. Spanish, duck.
Lick whack.
Or whatever. Learn Spanish, duck.
This congressional aide... said, but Democrats want the narrative that they dealt Trump a loss on the wall.
Right. Is it true these animals that get displaced and thrown into Mexico? They don't know Mexico. Now all of a sudden these animals are Mexican animals.
Or what if we get stuck with some here? Some coyotes or something that speak Spanish. Now
that
we gotta...
goddamn snake speaks Mexican.
The Democrats have shown no sign of softening.
Ooh, yes.
Fully turgid. Jeez. And they're placing responsibility for any shutdown squarely on Trump and the Republicans.
Right. Wear it like a hat. Wear your little crown of shit.
Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer warned Trump to stay out of the way if he wants lawmakers to reach a deal before the deadline. Sounds like Schumer will make a deal. Sounds like the deal they're willing to make is that $380 million
bad
for surveillance equipment and access roads.
That is lending. That's making.
But it would be a win. It would still be a win.
Yeah, because
they would say they would. Then the Democrats would get to show that they can't be accused of not dealing.
Dealing with the wall.
Well, I'm
yeah.
I'm just putting it out there.
Right.
I agree with you 100%.
Shit, man.
But they won't be accused of not dealing, and the wall is a loss. If Trump does not get a big giant wall with big TRUMP all over it, it's going to be a fail for him in his mind. Even though the polls, even of the dummies, even of the Trumpanzees,
yes,
not all of them believe that there's going to be a real physical wall. Many of them even said
a literal wall.
Many of them said, well, he didn't mean a literal wall. He meant just really increased security, like drones and stuff like that. And,
you know,
surveillance.
I just thought of a way.
So the people don't want a wall, is what I'm saying.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I just thought of a way that Trump could politically sort of maneuver his way out of this. He gets no wall, but loses no face. You still have a wall. But it's a prayer wall. You know what I mean? And it's like a whole network of people. So instead of concrete keeping the Mexicans out, we just get a bunch of these whacked out Protestants or whatever to pray and form a wall of...
Oh, a force field of prayer?
Jesus or some bullshit wrong with that?
I think they've been steadfastly trying that and it's not real successful.
But if Trump... I'm not kidding you. If Trump came out and said, let's have a prayer wall... I think that would be. I think the people that voted for him would be fine with that.
like the Wailing Wall in Israel.
No, because it's actual.
That's actually a real wall.
We don't know. It's a wall of prayer. You can't see it.
We're going to spend $2 billion on prayer.
Yeah, but this wall won't cost you shit. It's just people praying.
See, and will be equally as effective.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Can we just pray against North Korea, too, so we don't have to have nuclear war? We do that?
Well, and this is fucking what shows you what a fucking asshole Trump is, among everything else. In a recent interview with the Associated Press, Trump said, people want the border. My base really wants the border. My base really wants it. You're not the president of the base, you cunt. You're the president of the other 70%.
We're your base.
Who don't want it.
Yes.
But my base wants it.
How the fuck does he think government works, man?
This is the Republican horrible mindset that from the minority.
Yes.
They can decide what happens to everybody. 30% of the country is trying to tell the other 70% of us what we have to fucking put up with.
Right. Do you think when Trump is lording over his businesses and Trump Towers, do you think he waddles? He takes his big fat orange ass with tiny little fingers and goes down to the mail room or the, you know, shipping or something.
I'm going down to the lobby to get a Jamba Juice.
No, to talk to his, you know, workers, his people at work
for
him, get to know everybody.
No.
He doesn't do that?
No.
It kind of makes sense in how he's ruling. I mean, you can't be shocked.
Polls are consistently showing that a majority of... I'm reading from the Washington Post now, by the way. The polls have consistently shown that majority of Americans, including those who live near the border, and their lawmakers who represent them, don't want it.
We don't want a fucking wall, dickhead.
Most Americans don't think a wall would have a significant effect on illegal immigration. Go ahead.
And how is that hurting us? How is illegal immigration fucking hurting us anyway? Just open up the fucking border. Oh. What's the big deal?
What about all these rapes, Ryan?
About them?
All the jobs that are going to suddenly appear if you kick out all these illegals.
Yeah.
Which ain't going to happen.
No.
60% of adults oppose building a wall.
Only 60?
60%. That's pretty good for politics in the United
States. That's true.
That's a fucking mandate. Only 37% support it. So Trump is saying, out of those respondents, 47%. So about half of that 60 are strongly against it.
Right.
Strongly opposed. So almost the same amount, if you want to do the maths.
Okay.
If it's 37% total that support it, I guess if you divide 60 by that means that 30% are strongly against it. So it's only 7% more that are for it, as opposed to 30% that is strongly against it. And then there's 30% more that are just plain against it.
And we're talking about, we're talking about a huge piece of legislation getting a wall built. And it's a huge fucking thing. It's the in the physical sense, it's huge. And in the on paper sense, it's huge. It's just fucked up. I don't know how to just fucking talk about it. Guy wants to build a wall between us and Mexico. That's the shit Pat Buchanan was yelling about in the late 80s, right? Or the early 90s, you're running for president?
Oh, yeah. He's like a big, nut. Big isolationist, yeah.
A wall.
Among Trump voters, specifically.
Yes.
Now, this sounds like a high number, but it's really not when you look at some of the other issues that are polling in the 90s. That they agree with him.
God.
Only 76% want the wall. And that's only 56% strongly want it.
Right.
So 20% are like, yeah, I would like a wall. And then 22% of the Republicans are against it. So still, a fifth of even Trump voters
are against it.
Hillary Clinton voters.
Yes. They love it.
91% against.
I want to meet those 9%, don't you? What do you want to?
There's 2% that are strongly in support of it. That
I would meet for Hillary. Them. That's, yeah. Well.
Not wise.
Well, I mean, that's actually some hope. That's some bigoted wacko who's afraid of Mexicans, but is also afraid of Trump.
And another good sign is
strange.
People who voted third party or didn't vote. 69% are against it.
Oh, shit. 69.
So, all that averages out to 60% again, 30%, 37% for.
Can you believe it's 2017? We're talking about a fucking border wall between us and Mexico. We need to get, don't you think we need to get rid of the fucking borders? Just let people come in and out. And then you don't have to police it.
Right.
What do they think is going to happen? Are people?
Well, right. I mean, if you put the policies in place. If you want to prevent illegals,
yes.
don't give them jobs. Throw some CEOs in jail who are hiring thousands of illegals.
Right.
That's never going to happen. But
these are white.
They're sitting in the Caymans with their buddies.
Well, they're all isolationists, right? This wall, like a Pat Buchanan, these like
yes.
the girthy, meaty, tubby little white fuckers that don't have any fucking friends of color, you know? Go make some Mexican friends. Good fucking God. It's 2017.
Oh, I'll bet Pat Buchanan pulls out a couple of black friend cards.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
I'm not a racist.
Oh, yes. Somebody like that is ready to. I'm going to name off my black friends.
I had lunch with Ben Carson just the other day.
Hey, dickhead, take Bill Cosby off that.
And Pastor Manning.
Yeah. Take that.
We went
guy.
And had a semen latte.
Oh, yeah.
Put your latte in the semen.
I ask him to jack off. He keeps his ejaculate on the side. Ooh. By the way, Google
a little warming. Yeah, little warming.
If this is your first time listening to our show,
we apologize. Blanket apology.
Oh yes. Google Pastor Manning plus semen lattes. See what you find. It's interesting.
29%. This is a different poll. 29% do. Only 29% think that a wall would lead to a major reduction in illegal immigration.
What would it? Okay, so what would it actually lead to?
And 25% on top of that think it would only lead to a minor reduction.
Yeah.
43% don't think it would have much effect. So 40 and 60, 68% think it would only be minor to no effect.
You're putting a fucking, how big's the wall?
This is everybody, by the way, all voters.
Ooh,
so stupid.
You know what? I'll agree to the wall, Schittler, but the wall, it's got to be made up of Planned Parenthoods that's open 24 hours, you know? Yeah. And all they do, they just do abortions.
Trump.
Of white babies.
A huge majority of Americans, over 70%, think that the United States will ultimately foot the bill for this, despite Trump saying Mexico is going to pay for it.
But the Chinese built a fucking wall. What about that fucking shit?
This is when the Trump brings up, right?
Yeah, they built the Great Wall of China.
Over several hundred years, thousands of slaves
that's right.
built a wall. Then Trump would be like, well, why don't we just reinstitute slavery then? Session is like, that's a good way to do it.
All you white guys, take care of your erections. Nothing gets them harder.
A Gallup poll. These are just a bunch of different polls. 69% think
69.
Trump should renew the country's infrastructure first instead of any wall.
Oh, shut up, pussies. Let's build that fucking wall.
Then taxes, then imports, tariffs on imports, then deport illegals.
Yes.
Only 46%
yes.
want Obamacare repealed and replaced. Only 26% say that the wall should be a priority.
Okay. God, 26% say it should be a priority. Yeah. Like we should all be rushing down there with sandbags.
It's so dumb.
You know, there used
so
to be
so dumb.
Right. Yeah. It's just
they're lied to.
Right. But they're also adults and like they're so stupid. There's nothing to do. We got to wait for them to croak. We got to wait for them to die, you know, man. I don't know what else to do.
There's part of me that's like, I feel sorry for some of these people, but then.
But
even if you only watch Fox News, that, you know, there's no way you only watch Fox News. You've got to get some information from somewhere else in the world. And all of the Fox News jokes and memes and comments and
memes.
Just people always putting news in quotes or calling it faux news or just anytime, any comment anywhere somebody talks about fake news, what's the name that comes up? Fox.
Absolutely.
Even though Breitbart is infinitely worse and WND, but Fox is horrible. Fox is more insidious, I would say, because they stealthily do it.
This time next year, maybe WND or Breitbart, they'll be more mainstream, hopefully.
Ugh.
I'm joking.
So people, even if they only get Fox News, they've got to be exposed a little bit to people saying, to the people that say, that's the worst news organization you've ever seen in your life. So at some point, if you're online and all you get is from right wing sources, even if you go on Facebook and start arguing with your second cousin, your liberal homo second cousin, then at some point somebody's going to say, "Oh my God, why do you only get your news from Fox? You should look elsewhere." So what I'm saying is they then do have a responsibility for
absolutely.
This because I just can't imagine people.
And dude, we have this. This is for those of you listening.
He's waving his iPhone.
This
in the
is
air.
An iPhone. And in this little fucking thing, which is, I guess, the size of a.
Buy an iPhone at Amazon.
Oh,
buy a lot of them.
Oh, right.
You'll pay for a tenth of my tooth. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Shit, man. This is it's about the size of a checkbook, which a lot of you kids listening might not know what the fuck a checkbook is, but it's a little thing that has everything you've ever wanted to know about fucking anything in your pocket. Yeah. You can open up, you can read shit.
Right.
And you can learn shit.
I mean, I guess there's a lot of old people who aren't technical, who aren't online.
Yes. And we can just.
And they maybe, you know, I had to forbid my mom. I actually erased Fox News Channel from my mom's cable.
How? You did what?
I put a parental control on it.
Oh, my God. I never knew
to fuck
that.
With her, yeah. I took it off. I gave her the number. But I told her one time I was there visiting. And I was like, oh, my God, you're watching Fox?
Hey, the sheriff's in town, baby.
I said, that's it. That's gone.
I'm whipping this shit into shape.
Yeah, because she was already all red, white, and blue. She already had that taken care of, the horrible...
Your mom
red,
would like,
blue.
By the way, your mother wouldn't have shit to do with this Trump. Wouldn't have shit to do with Trump. No way. The dumb
I
shit
hope,
he said about.
I don't know. Rest her soul. I don't know.
I mean, do you think he sounds. I mean, your dad was a veteran.
Yeah. And union.
Yeah.
Massive union dude.
So your mom obviously is down with unions. And that's. There's no
also
way in fucking hell.
Pretty racisty.
But.
No.
She was just,
quite racisty.
Really?
Well, my mom less so. My dad was, you know, pretty. I think, I don't think he was a horrible, horrible racist.
Yes.
But I think, and we talked about this, I think a lot of it was to drive me nuts. Because once he realized he raised a libtard, then he used to say stuff just to with a twinkle in his eye to get my goat up because I would lose my mind.
You know, I remember a long, long time ago, I had. I think it was
get my goat.
Oh, yeah.
Not get my goat up. I'm not talking about a goat erection.
Goat up.
Mixing up my.
Oh, is there anything worse?
Metaphors?
Could you imagine a goat breaks into a Viagra plant? Just yummy, yummy, yummy. Shit. That goat's got a boner. We got to take him out.
Horny goat weed.
Yeah, yeah. God, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, yeah. Apologies. I had a friend of mine. His, God, I don't remember it. He told me, his dad told me, he's like, you know, I don't have a problem with, I don't know why it came. We were talking about race. He was in, I believe I was living in Georgia. He's like, I don't have a problem with black people. It's just when they get in a group. That's what he said. It was a group. I want to say, hey, what do you? How do you think a black person feels when they're all by himself and then they see a bunch of white people in a group?
Far worse. Yeah.
Let me get the fuck out of here. White people are a lot more scary than other white people think. You just don't fucking understand.
I had a really, really white friend come and visit one time in Chicago, and we rode the train down to my mom's part of town.
Right.
And when you ride the Red Line, Chicago, the parts of the South Side they're all black.
Right.
Large parts of the South Side. So from probably like Chinatown stop all the way to the 95th Street stop, for those in Chicago listening, on the Red Line, it's overwhelmingly black African American. And he was freaking out a little bit. He was a little nervous. He's like, we're the only white people on this train. And I was
good.
Yeah.
Good, dickhead.
And I said,
fucking.
Yeah. And right. Your point would be,
we got to we got to start busing these white people and integrating them into, people of color.
That didn't work real well. They tried that. It didn't really work well.
What if we start busing white people? You know, like they did back, you know, just send them, you have to live in, you have to live in a racially diverse neighborhood, stupid. We looked at your face.
I thought you meant you just drop them off in a black neighborhood and let them escape.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, this is some real evil shit, but you just go to people's Facebook and you see what they like. If there's a lot of Pepe the Frog, a lot of right-wing nut job bullshit, a little black van comes along, packs your shit up, and bam, you're in a new neighborhood. We're going to fix you. That's the only way to fix people. You got, because like these guys, these racists don't have any empathy.
Right. Yeah. And that's when people start figuring shit out, is when it hits closer to home. Right.
Listen,
my dad, we had the first.
Yeah.
We did the white flight thing.
Right.
Like three times.
You guys could fly.
No, black people moved to the neighborhood. Okay. Got the fuck out. White flight thing.
Right.
And the one time, the one place we stayed kind of the longest, literally the first black person in the neighborhood plunked down right next door to us.
Yeah.
And nicest people on the planet. He was a mailman, worked for the U.S. Postal Service.
Yeah.
Wife, two kids, really, really, the Clarks, really nice people. We had dinner with them. They had dinner with us on occasion. We hung out. My dad would talk to Mr. Clark and hang out and drink beer and stuff like that.
And that's awesome.
Right. He's one of the good ones.
Well,
that was what my dad said. That was my dad's.
But, you know.
But again, it was somebody, it was close.
Right.
Right. It's somebody, all of a sudden somebody close to you.
You see somebody every day.
Right.
Well, you start, you know, God, this is so fucked up. So let me, we just got to humanize other people for white people, you know?
Yeah.
Really?
It's hard.
Absolutely. I think, you know, my plan is, I have a two-pronged plan. One-pronged plan is you go and relocate these racists to other neighborhoods. And I'm sorry, you're going to get, I'm sorry if you got your nice neighborhood.
It's like when they move those hippos from one refuge in the Serengeti to another one. They have to round those fuckers up,
I'm
them.
I'm sorry.
Throw them on a flatbed.
You're going to have to live next to a fucking racist. I'm sorry. That sucks.
Again, you're punishing all the good people. Got to be a better way.
I don't know what else to do. I'm at a loss. And we also have to go through all our television shows. And every lead has to be a person of color and gay or lesbian or something. Just to normalize. I don't know. Like I said, in Walking Dead, the lead. What's the lead's name? That British dude pretending to be a.
I forget his name. Yeah. That was weird for me because I'd seen him in two. There's a show called Teachers, which is fucking great. I think it's called Teachers.
Yes.
A British show.
Hello.
And that first season is really, really fucking great.
He's jolly good.
He's in it. He's one of the stars.
Yeah.
So that when he came over here and did Walking Dead, the first episode, I was like, whoa.
What the fuck, dude? How do you think all these fucking rednecks feel when they're watching The Walking Dead, and then they hang out for the special features, and they're like, where are all these queers in my zombie movie?
I love that show. And there's like, oh, yes, you know, I studied at Juilliard, and I was...
No, but you got to make the lead in stuff like Walking Dead. You got to make him gay, and you got to make him, you know, have a gay lover. You just got to get these Fox bots out of their world of whiteness, and I think that would really help.
I mean, I agree.
I don't know how to do it.
Eventually, hopefully, it'll just happen. There won't be any room for him to go.
Maybe Schindler's laying the groundwork for it, though, because he's putting all this money in these ice, this ice force, you know?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
That's what I do with the ice force. I relocate white people to neighborhoods of color. I integrate the fuck out of this country, baby.
Family wakes up somewhere like in downtown Detroit.
Too bad.
Like, where are we?
Yeah, and then, guess what? The family that used to live here, now they're in your white neighborhood. What do you think about that?
So there you go. That's, I don't know. But Donald Trump tweeted,
boo.
Oh, well, today.
Twatted.
The wall is a very important tool in stopping drugs from pouring into our country and
fuck
poisoning
you.
Our youth. And many others. If. Oh.
That's what it's like reading Trump tweets.
It continues
though.
On. Yeah. He doesn't know how to do tweet threads, which is not surprising.
Which is. No.
But somebody should fucking.
It's surprising because he's the head twatter of the whole country.
Oh, my God.
He
went crazy yesterday.
He's got one bizarre fucking tweet, and I hope you happen upon it, because I want to hear you make sense of that shit, because I don't get it.
Okay. First of all, he got a lot of shit for Earth Day, which was Saturday, and he tweeted, the man who's putting people in, let's say, to basically be a giant cancerous tumor and kill the EPA from within and the Department of Interior from within.
Yeah.
Was tweeting out for Earth Day.
Yeah, a guy that's into Earth Day. He's also into starting a nuclear war in Asia. That's
he said,
great.
Getting ready to visit Walter Reed Medical Center with Melania. Looking forward to seeing our bravest and greatest Americans. Okay, I agree. That's
Melania has to go with him.
Have
oh,
you ever
God.
Been to a VA hospital?
No, I have not. Is it bad?
Yeah, my
God
dad.
God damn it.
My dad worked for GM forever, and there was a fuck-up with his insurance.
Yes.
Just literally a fuck-up. He was covered.
Right.
But they booted him out of the regular hospital, and he was in the VA hospital for like a week. Oh, my God.
Was
I mean,
horrible?
We couldn't get him out of there fast enough.
God, that
it was horrible,
sucks.
Horrible, horrible. And I think our veterans absolutely should have free health care forever. Forever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once you're out of the Army, free health care for you. For life. You've put your balls and your labia on the line.
Yes.
In the line of fire for us. That's the least this fucking country could do.
Right.
You know, let's take a couple hundred million away from Walmart for their subsidy this year. Or
oh,
from,
I love it.
From fucking Exxon.
Yeah.
Cover it. Cover all of our veterans.
And by the way, who did Schindler want to put in charge of the VA or what the name we heard?
Sarah Palin.
Rumored? Sarah Palin!
Oh my God, Sarah Palin.
I think they're more... Don't you think they're more, the VA's bigger, a bigger job than running that fucking state, up that statelet up there? You don't, it's not even a full-time job, right? Running Alaska.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Well, and she didn't even stay the whole time.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Even after she lost the election, she was a half-term failed governor.
Yeah, because she was had all these ethics complaints, right?
Yeah,
she would get sued.
But do you remember her view was like, I won't be able to get anything done because the lame legislature hates me. I won't be able to help the people. I'm better off doing Sarah Palin TV, which is now, I think, tits up.
Is it defunct?
She didn't do anything. She didn't.
These idiots.
She was charging $10 a month, and they weren't putting out any content. Even Herman fucking Cain. Has a successful one of those $9.95
Does
a month
he
bullshit.
Really?
Because Herman Cain knows how to crank shit out.
Shucky ducky, baby.
Shucky ducky. Yeah, he knows how to, you know, work and get shit done.
Yeah.
At least. 999.
Hey, God damn. He had the... I don't think anybody's ever had some of the funniest little... Like when he says, I don't...
Cainisms or whatever, yeah.
It was Becky Becky stand. Yeah, that is a blatant fuck you. Just because I'm president, I don't have to know about all the countries, do I? Yeah.
Well, that's the problem with... No, yes, you do. That's our point. Is
that you do, Dick.
Is that... That's why a CEO doesn't... 0.0 correlation to being a good president. I'm sorry. 0.0. If you run a giant company... All you need to know is that company's bullshit. You don't need to know everything.
Oh, right. And the way...
As president, you need to know everything.
Right.
Or at least a little bit about everything.
And these fucking CEOs, they're operating with a golden parachute, right? So if they fuck up their country or company, they can just say, hey,
yeah,
suck my dick.
This Marissa Mayer I was reading today. Mayer, Mayer, she's the CEO of Yahoo, which ain't had a great couple of years.
Because they suck.
It's being sold maybe to Verizon. I don't know. Some big giant,
Verizon
deal.
Yes.
And
why is that allowed to happen?
They all wanted her fired, but they figured, well, we'll just, keep her butt in the seat until it gets bought and then put somebody else in.
Yes.
But she's probably still going to get $25 million, $50 million or something as her severance package. Even after having failed.
And $20 million.
And that's our point, is that these people fail fucking upward.
Yes. Hey, listen, Bill O'Reilly failed, so he got fired for
$25 million.
Hot chocolate. Yep. Hot chocolate.
40-something million to Roger Ailes.
That guy is a bloviating turd face. He's no neck, the man has. Neither does Papa Bear. Fuck them both.
Trump tweeted on Saturday, next Saturday night, I will be holding a big rally in Pennsylvania. Ugh, looking forward to it.
Me.
Melania is going to get some little done that night.
Oh, God.
Not my son.
There's no there's no way. Yeah. You're in Hyperboleville, USA. There's no way they're having sex. There's no way.
Oh, did you see that
no
story?
No fucking way.
Did you share that story?
Sleep in separate
on
beds.
On Facebook?
Yeah.
It's no shock. There's reports that they just fucking hate each other. She doesn't want to be vice president. She didn't want to be vice president. She was probably told, oh, don't worry, I'm not going to win.
No, she don't want to be FLOTUS.
Or FLOTUS, yeah.
Yeah. Vice president, that shit.
Yeah. But he probably told her, don't worry, we're not going to win.
And by the way...
I'm just doing it for ratings for The Apprentice next year, so that fucker Arnold Schwarzenegger, I can show him up.
God, you mentioned ratings, that's why he came out and said that. I'm not firing Sean Spicy. Spicy gets good ratings. Yeah. Does he do a good fucking job?
Right, yeah.
Does that matter to you?
He gets good ratings because he's an idiot, and we're all laughing at him and waiting to see what Melissa McCarthy is going to do on Saturday in response to what he did.
Right.
That's the only reason Spicy is so popular.
Ugh. That's so fucking stupid.
He doesn't understand a train wreck.
I saw that article, and I... no, he does not.
He doesn't understand the train wreck concept.
Every time he wrecks the train, he hits the ejector seat.
There you go.
And
he's not in the train.
Floating through the sky from above, watching the carnage and the fire and all the bullshit. He didn't give a fuck.
Yep. Never gets caught.
He got the I saw that clip again with him and what's the English guy? Fucking John Oliver playing that clip of him talking about the bombings in Syria and how him and his buddy from China, they're eating chocolate cake
China.
Together.
Like, yeah.
God, it's just, it's unreal. It looks like Mel Brooks is dressed as Schindler,
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the eating of the cake when they were talking. I have a problem with that's the important detail of the story that Trump felt he had to share.
Fucked up. Yeah.
I'm telling a world leader of one of the... Okay, arguably top three.
Yes,
global superpowers. Well, we're global. The only superpower. One of the one of the tier two powers. Let's say, although China, I think, is infinitely in better shape than and more powerful than Russia.
China,
Russia's economy is fucked right now.
Oh, really?
China had like 6% growth last quarter. Their economy is doing amazing.
And their water like all fucked up.
Well, they're working on it, but that's the thing. Also. They're working on it. Like, there's those pictures of Beijing where everybody's wearing masks on their faces because you can't see from here to your asshole.
That'll be us soon.
Because there was no regulations.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? They finally decided it's time.
Right.
We need regulations. And they're cleaning the fuck up out of all of that. So when China was signing on to the Paris deal.
Yes.
Or looking at to sign on to that like Paris Accord where everybody says, okay, we're going to try to reduce carbon emissions, et cetera, et cetera. China was saying, okay, we're thinking of joining you guys now. You guys are right. And the Republicans are turning around saying, look at China. We got to get out of this. China doesn't care. They just pollute like crazy. We're losing money.
It's as if they don't walk around on this planet and breathe the fucking air and drink the fucking water.
Yeah.
They don't care, though. They'll be dead before any of that shit hits the fan. You know? They'll be fucking dead.
Next tweet. All caps. Big tax reform and tax reduction will be announced next Wednesday.
That's the whole tweet? Jeez.
We'll see. Now, again, last week, it was, you know, this 100-day mark is just so arbitrary. I don't care. Because he knows that
it matters
he's
to him.
He's going to fail. Oh, it matters.
Dude, he wants
infinitely right, to him. He's losing his mind.
It's like a video game. He wants a little 100 days piece of fruit or
he
whatever
wants
the
100
fuck.
Day badge.
The token. Yeah, the badge. So he's releasing his tax thing right at the 100 days mark.
Well,
right?
Everybody was saying it's not going to happen because tax reform is, you know, complicated. And
huge.
They were saying tax reform is going to be harder than Obamacare.
Is it going to be harder than that wall?
So I think the wall's easy. You just got to get it money. I'm talking about putting it together and fixing everything.
Oh, right.
Tax reform, it's not that easy. It's not that easy. When he says tax reform announcement, what it probably means is it's going to be another pile or plate full of shit with sprinkles on it.
Oh, perfect.
And he's going to say, here's what the Republicans put forth.
Yummy, yummy.
Tax cuts for the rich.
Ooh, yes.
Fuck middle class. Tax the fuck out of the middle class.
Perfect. Yeah, a big shit sandwich.
And
have another piece.
Lower taxes for corporations.
Right.
You know it's going to be all that.
Oh, yeah. Just throwing shit, punching down.
And then he's going to say, the Democrats won't sign it. The Democrats are an evil man.
Stop with the theater.
I did my part. Democrats won't. So that's what's going to happen.
So fucked up.
Because it's going to be heinous.
Oh, God.
Whatever happens next week. One guy that's out. God, what is that guy? He's Irish. He's one
of my people.
Well,
anything they put out is heinous, but it's also... the grammar's bad, right? Supposedly, like, everything they write, nobody proofreads.
There's stuff that goes out with typos and is really amazing.
Can we have a GED check for the White House? I don't mean to be a cunt or anything, but jeez.
This Mick Mulvaney, who is the budget director, he is cartoonishly evil. He popped up not that long ago. He started doing interviews and going on the shows and stuff like that.
Right.
Zero empathy for anything. On the planet. I just, aside from maybe his kids, and I would question that.
You think his kids hate him?
Oh, God. He's just so... He said, we put it up on our Facebook, that the border wall...
Yes.
...will protect millions of low-income Americans who lose their Obamacare.
That's great.
He's basically like, well, don't worry about losing Obamacare because we're going to have that wall up and then, you know, they're going to take less Mexican bullets and less rape.
Right. No, I got the flu. No. I got AIDS. So what am I going to do? Go to the wall, hit myself again, hit my head into the fucking wall until I get cured.
It's really like satire or
understand.
Parody. If you were to put a cartoonishly evil politician up there and have him say this. People wouldn't believe it. I don't believe that character.
Stupid. It's not based in any fucking reality. He's actually saying that the wall is going to.
Go ahead. Try to figure it out.
Is going to replace Obamacare?
I don't know.
It's a wall, though.
Well, yes.
Unlike Alex Jones, that wall doesn't bleed or pump
unless
blood
it's gonna have
or
like
eat.
Amoxicillin dispensers in the wall or something. I don't see a lot going on.
Oh, I heard Schittler's gonna put little nipples on the wall at various locations. So when you're hungry, you can just go suck some nutrients out of the fucking drywall. This is the dumbest fucking shit I've ever heard in my fucking life.
It's the wet nurse section.
Oh, shit. Don't lean up against that wall there. You're going to get shit all over your sweater.
he said he was talking to Fox News host Chris Wallace. This is this Mick Mulvaney, a stain on all Irish.
Oh, yeah.
He's calling it stunning obstructionism from the Democrats because they won't negotiate on a bill to repeal Obamacare.
Stunning.
Won't negotiate.
Stunning. You know,
we'll negotiate. Right? Taking health care away from 22 million people ain't on the table.
No, that is stunning. That's an odd thing for me. Stunning. I don't know.
He said, actually, what I would say is they're holding hostage national security. Again, something they supported in the recent past when President Obama was in the Senate. We're worried what this is sending, that this is sending a message that this is going to be the next 4 years. Oh. Well, very perceptive, cunt boy.
Yes.
Very perceptive. I hope this is the next 4 years.
Cunt boy.
I hope you assholes get a sliver of a taste.
Right.
Of the horrible obstruction.
Yeah.
Except here, we're obstructing horrible things.
Oh,
you
yes.
guys obstructed everything. Not even the good stuff that Obama may have wanted to do that you disagreed with. You objected keeping the doors open.
So this guy...
Because the black guy was holding the door.
Yeah, from Kenya. This guy's Mulvaney. Is he the guy that says the wall will take care of you if we get rid of Obamacare?
The Democrats will oppose everything that this president wants to do. Which is stunning to us. Just listen to this.
He said stunning again?
Pearl clutching.
Oh, yes. I can't believe it.
Oh, look at how obstructionist they're going to be. Oh, Mitch McConnell's like.
Yeah, he loves it.
He says, especially when we're offering them something they want in return. So
what are they offering that we want?
But it's a hostage situation.
Yes.
We want people to not be kicked off of Obamacare because... The evil Republicans withhold the payments.
You know what we got to do?
This isn't legislating. This is
right.
This is a hostage situation, pure and simple.
Well, so then you know what we need to do, right? You know?
Go ahead.
Well, you obviously didn't watch the movie Speed.
I did.
Starring...
Of course, Sandra Bullock in it. I watched it many times.
Wait, who's in that? Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves and another oddly named...
Oh, yes.
Second generation actor.
Do you remember when he was in Much Ado About Nothing? He played, he sucked. He played one of the quote-unquote bad guys.
Oh,
Keanu Reeves, you don't remember? God, amazing. There's this God, if
kinda.
You want to see him suck, go listen to one of his monologues in that. Jesus Christ. But he's in Speed. And in the beginning of the movie, him and Jeff Daniels, they're going over some, they're SWAT teams. They're involved in like some kind of, you know, hostage negotiation bullshit. And they go through some scenario and said, what do I do here? And then Keanu Reeves says, shoot the hostage. We got to shoot the hostage, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't even know how that made sense.
I'm trying to think of
context of the film, it barely made sense. It's as if they were saying, let's just get to the part where we're on that fucking bus, dickhead. How about that? And I'm not even sure that was Speed. Damn it. What movie was that?
Yeah, the bus that... Wouldn't that if it slowed down, it would blow up?
No, I know it's Speed. I just don't know if that's where Shoot the Hostage was from.
Oh.
Some shitty fucking movie.
So the budget director said.
Yeah.
Wallace said, wait, you're saying give us what we want if. And so Chris Wallace pushed back.
Yes.
And said, wait, you guys are saying give us what we want. And if you don't, we're going to cut off funding. That's going to provide health insurance for millions of lower income Americans. So Chris Wallace on Fox News sees this.
Holy shit.
And Mulvaney said, Trump is trying to build a border wall to, quote, protect millions of low income Americans who may lose their health care benefits in the trade-off.
God damn it. So you're telling me an anchor from Fox News, the rapiest news organization on history of the
Chris
fucking
Wallace.
Planet.
He's the one of the least nutty there.
Well, how do you walk around there and like, oh, there's a green room, eyes wide shut in there? Didn't they have like,
well,
right, fuck
yeah,
rooms
I don't know. Yeah, how can Chris Wallace walk through the same hallways that Bill O'Reilly does and Sean Hannity and Chris Wallace, an actual news person.
Yes.
For his fucking whole life.
Yeah.
And then you've got these assholes like Bill O'Reilly and Hannity who proudly proclaim that they're not news people.
Yeah.
We're just giving opinion entertainment.
Yeah. Then we're not doing that. I'm, you know, harassing women and, you know.
And then they lie.
Right.
And then so
Chris
there's
Wallace,
no accountability to them for their lies and spin because, well, I'm just a pundit. I'm not. I'm just giving my opinion. I'm not.
Can you imagine Schindler has stuff that horrifies Fox News? A GOP president that horrifies Fox News. That is, our system is obviously fucked.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Crazy.
You know, I read somewhere that Pepe the Frog doesn't even like Trump anymore because it's fucking, because he actually said the word Holocaust in one of the Remembrance Days or something. And then, and he said something about the Armenian genocide today and he wouldn't say the word genocide, Schindler. He called it the Armenian atrocity.
Yeah, I think even Obama.
He didn't say.
May not have. I got to look that one up because that's a dealio. It's bullshit, but it's a dealio.
Well, the Armenian genocide's a real thing.
Yeah,
right?
But it's us licking Turkey's hole. Because Turkey still to this day denies it happened. It wasn't a genocide. It was just, we were mad at each other. But it was a genocide.
During the Ottoman Empire,
right? A million and a half, something like that.
They marched
a
bunch of Armenians
off. Some of them,
killed them, right?
Yeah, some of them they starved out. Some of them they. Right. Yeah, it was horrible. It's a genocide. It's a genocide.
Genocide, if that's not it. Jeez.
But they still to this day get all butthurt. The Turks do if they say that, which I don't know. I mean, 100 and X years later is right. I don't know that.
Are they
worried about reparations or something? Yeah. Or I mean, why not? Just say, hey, we fucked up. That's what we say about slavery, even though the Republicans don't like it.
By the way.
And it's Confederate Memorial Day.
How dare you mention slavery on today of all days? Look at you, you hippie.
States' rights had nothing to do with slavery, you lib fag.
How about that? Were you talking about this on the show or yesterday in a normal conversation?
Crabdiving.com, iTunes, Stitcher. Or come hang out with us in the office if you want to listen to us online.
Offline. Taking down all the monuments to the Civil War in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. I'll get to that one. Yeah.
Great.
That was offline.
I love it.
So that's all we've got there. There's Chris Wallace taking down that Trumpanzee, that horrible budget director. Even Chris Wallace says, wait, no, you guys. You guys have the gun to the head, not the Democrats doing it.
Jesus.
So I don't think it'll fly. I think Trump is dumb for threatening that. And it's going to fail. Yeah. It's going to be a big fail.
He just doesn't have it honestly feels like they are just piecing this fucking shit together one day at a time. Like, we just got to get to 5 p.m. today, and then we'll worry about tomorrow. And unfortunately, they're running our country.
Everything's perfect.
Everything's perfect.
They're really mean over at Raw Story.
Oh, shit.
There's a story. It says, here's everything that Melania's done as First Lady.
Was that an article? Is that a?
It's an article that was.
How do you write a whole article
from
about
Newsweek.
That?
There's not much at all. Yeah, not much at all.
You know what's odd?
I'm going to take on cyberbullying.
Well, when?
Well, she's busy. She had that Easter egg roll and shit.
Oh yes, but I mean, from the campaign, it sounded like cyberbullying was like worst thing on the fucking planet.
Well,
the way they described it,
they're being bullied though.
Yeah.
She's upset about nasty people online saying stuff about her and him. She doesn't give fuck all about people getting bullied about some little kid that might kill herself because she was online bullied or somebody else or something. They don't give a shit about that. Right. They care about, what about, you can't say that to rich people. How dare you?
The war on white people.
They don't care about that.
Right, they don't give a fuck.
And that was...
she's married to
chills
the biggest...
down the spine also because... Yeah. Stuff like that starts whiffing of censorship.
Oh, yeah.
And what about their First Amendment? Oh, First Amendment. You're infringing on my First Amendment rights. Shut up.
Oh, shit.
You're infringing on my First Amendment rights.
Are we cyberbullies then?
What do you mean?
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, because,
Oh, fuck yeah. I mean, to them.
Yeah. You type the hashtag resist.
Well, bullying suggests that you have power over them, though. So, no.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
We're not punching down in any aspect.
Yes.
I'm trying to think who we would punch down
at. I don't know.
Find someone that we can punch down to. Crabdiving.com, iTunes, Stitcher.
And we won't do it. That's the thing. We won't do it.
Right. Right.
Might yell a lot.
And
whatever.
We do.
Yeah. It's a free fucking country, dude. All I want.
Yeah, that's what was a little creepy is when she was talking about cyberbullying. It's like, well, what is she talking about?
I mean, is she talking about, say, you know, I don't know, somebody getting bullied at school and their friends, like, bugging them on social media and shit? I mean, that's a real thing.
I mean, how does the government tackle cyberbullying? It starts getting creepy because Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Jerkerbait.
No, yes.
All of the online
jerker bait.
All of the online social medias are privately owned entities. For your First Amendment doesn't mean cockwaddle on any kind of social media. If somebody, if Twitter decides to delete your account, you have 0.0 recourse. You can't sue Twitter.
Yeah,
because they shut you up because it's Twitter's place. It's Twitter's house.
I think Melania should do. I mean, Trump wants to be like Reagan, right?
I saw somebody called her malaria earlier. Listen, made me laugh. I don't know why.
Malaria should just copy Nancy Reagan and say no to drugs. Just say hell no to drugs or something like that.
Yeah, but she actually did stuff.
Yeah. Say no to drugs or my husband's going to throw you in jail for the rest of your fucking life.
Right, right.
Or doesn't even
accept the black ones. Keep saying yes so we can keep these new prisons filled.
Or what she means, if you're the black one, say yes or no. It doesn't matter. We're going to put crack in your car anyway.
Right.
Fuck it.
Congratulations. Today is Confederate Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah.
We would like to congratulate.
Oh, yes. Congrats to all the fat asses that are reenacting the Civil War today and whatever.
God.
You know, nobody was. Oh, shit.
Alabama, and this is from CNN. It's been nearly 152 years since the Confederate Army surrendered.
You lost
to Union forces, ending the American Civil War.
You lost.
But some Southern states still commemorate those who died fighting for secession from the United States.
Oh God! Let me ask you
over slavery and states' rights. Yes. I'm glad they said slavery.
Right. The baseball teams. They ever commemorate the year they lost?
Well, right.
Never.
And I'm thinking there's not a lot of people wearing swastikas over in Germany saying,
oh, no.
Oh, do you remember how great it was?
Nine. Well, they have.
We want to salute our dead.
They have rules against that
shit.
Can't,
yeah, no Damn. Swastikas for you. They ain't fucking around. No First Amendment there. Today in Mississippi and Alabama. There are state government offices that are closed.
Can you imagine? Can you fucking imagine? You need to get something from, you need to get a sticker for your car, do whatever.
You're a black person.
Oh, yeah.
And you go to the DMV.
Yes.
And it says closed for Confederate Memorial Day.
A war. We're memorializing a war.
Yeah.
Because you wanted to keep my ancestors as your free fucking labor and keep them in a fucking barn and rape them all day or whatever. They were your fucking property.
Happy Monday. If we could have your black asses in chains again, we would.
I mean, really? I mean, you're memorializing something. What does that word mean? You're missing it? You're honoring slavery?
Commemorating?
Slavery, you fuckhead.
Georgia, the day was changed in 2015 to state holiday.
Why don't you get rid of it?
When Confederate Memorial Day and Robert E. Lee's birthday were struck from the state calendar.
His birthday. Is that necessary?
The state holiday list says the official holiday is the 26th, but it's observed on the 24th. It means nothing.
God,
it's like,
damn.
It's like, okay, we'll take away Robert E. Lee's birthday and Confederate Memorial Day, and we'll just call it Stain Holiday.
Yeah. Are the banks closed today in fucking Alabama, Stan, or
I don't
no?
think banks. I think it's just state municipal services. But maybe.
It's bananas. It's bananas.
There was
so fucking stupid.
A change in Georgia came amidst the debate over what to do with Confederate symbols, especially following the killings of 9 black parishioners in Charleston.
Get rid of them. Burn all that shit in the town square. Sorry.
No.
I was just screaming.
It says in some parts of the South, the debate prompted a counter effort to honor Southern heritage and preserve symbols of the Confederacy. So like in South Carolina, when Nikki Haley, even Nikki fucking Haley said, maybe we should get rid of these Confederate symbols in the state stuff. And many other states, except let's call them Alabama and Mississippi. Mississippi still has the stars and bars
but
in their flag,
I mean,
right?
Yes. Are we fake news in saying that Alabama's part in the Civil War had something to do with slavery? And maybe Mississippi?
Who are you asking?
Well, I'm asking you.
No, of course not. We're never fake news.
I'm asking Kate. Come here.
If you ask my redneck character.
But we read all those letters, right? When the states were like, hey, we're seceding from the Union. They slavery was like in the first or second.
Man.
It was right up front in the document. How's it not about it, dude?
In a Georgia lawmaker has tried to revive Confederate Memorial Day.
Ooh, yes.
But the proposal did not gain traction.
Imagine.
And the proposal made no reference to slavery or the Civil War. So how do you say it's Confederate Memorial Day without mentioning the war that they were Confederatizing in?
Yeah, I don't know that it...
The war they were killed in.
All right. We're memorializing the Civil War. Just take out the war.
Right.
I just don't... It's...
And the Civil
War.
It's
weird.
Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant issued a proclamation in 2016 declaring April as Confederate Heritage Month. You get a whole month. Right. And 31 days, like the one you Negroes have, which is only 28.
Why is it? Why do African-American people, Black History Month is fucking February. Why is that?
I don't know.
And not only is it the shortest month of the year, I can't stand it. It's cold.
Yeah.
It's the worst month. You guys got the worst fucking month. That sucks.
Amid backlash, the governor defended the proclamation saying, history deserves study and reflection, no matter how unpleasant or complicated parts of it may be.
It's Holocaust Remembrance Day because we're remembering what fucking happened. We're not celebrating what happened. That memorializing infers some sort of celebration, doesn't it?
Yeah. He declared this year he signed another proclamation declaring April 24th as Confederate Memorial Day to, quote, honor those who served in the Confederacy. Now, we do have Memorial Day.
Yes.
We have Veterans Day.
Right. Why do these losers need their special fucking day?
I would think Memorial Day, one could say, covers all Americans.
Oh, yes.
So if you are specifically carving out what about the people of the War of 1812?
I don't know.
Where's their day?
Yeah, fuck you.
Where's their month?
Right, but see, it is strange.
Where's Revolutionary War Dead Month?
But if you're a racist at heart, you might have a soft spot for slavery and shit because you're into it. So,
he said it's important for all Americans to reflect on our nation's past, to gain insight from our mistakes and successes, and to come to a full understanding that the lessons learned yesterday and today will carry us through tomorrow. If we carefully and earnestly strive to understand, appreciate our heritage and opportunities which lie before us. Well, that's not... taking a look at...
That's not memorializing.
Then you should name it Confederate Horrible Awareness Month, or how about Slavery Awareness Month?
That's a great point, because it should be about remembering slavery and what the fuck we did.
Right.
Not memorializing the people that fought to keep slaves? You got to memorialize those people.
You know, and I agree. People in armies get sucked into conflicts they don't agree with or don't want to be in.
Yeah.
Because rich men send poor people to die.
Do we celebrate that, though?
But... So I can understand not wanting to demonize every Confederate soldier that was out there or died, but you don't celebrate their Confederacy.
Right. But if you do that, you're also celebrating the fact that we owned people.
Right.
You're celebrating it. Imagine if you're black, you're white. What do you observe this Confederacy Day? What the fuck?
And then he said, it's time to move forward.
Well, what do you mean?
You're by definition moving backwards by declaring a Confederacy Memorial Day.
Also, too, it's kind of fucked up to hear a white politician. The guy's white, you know. Oh. I don't mean to make this about race.
I know it's hard, yeah. Right?
But I don't know if a white politician, male, saying that it's time to move forward from slavery. I mean,
okay.
Shouldn't we be hearing that message from maybe someone else? Some white dude that runs Mississippi? we're done talking about slavery. Let's get past it.
Meanwhile, while that shit's going on,
fuck you,
in several states, and just blatantly going on in Alabama and Mississippi.
Oh yes, God, Alabama, man, Jesus, they're not having a good year in the news.
Well, nobody. When have they had a good year in the news? Except when the Crimson Tide wins.
Oh yes,
does that count?
Right. Actually, I think they won this year.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they had all this shit with their mayor and all those other fuckers.
Governor, Speaker of the House, and the Chief Justice of their Supreme
Isn't
Court.
Isn't that the whole government?
All
Who
removed.
The fuck is left?
Yeah.
Jeez.
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Fuck you.
In the middle of the night. It's like 3 a.m.
You know.
I'm sure it was just for, you know, they didn't want to stop traffic or something or whatever.
They're
scared
of these fucking rednecks, man.
But the New Orleans City Council done voted. And at 3 a.m. today, they started the process of taking down Confederate statues that they voted to take down throughout the city, with beginning with a monument to the Battle of Liberty Place.
Okay. God, probably was horrendous. Can you imagine?
The Liberty Monument.
Yes.
Listen to this. The Liberty Monument, which they done removed at 3 a.m.
Right.
Commemorates whites who tried to topple a biracial post-Civil War government in New Orleans.
Good God.
So after the Civil War.
Yes.
Apparently they thought they might elect some black people.
Okay.
The Liberty Monument apparently is to these people who tried to overthrow the multiracial.
The diverse government.
Yes.
That's still.
And that, there was that, a statue.
That was still there?
There's a statue.
You know, you know what they should do? This in the middle of the night shit. This sends the wrong fucking message. Because that says we should be embarrassed by doing this. I honestly think, and this is totally fucked up, but I don't know, man. Don't you think they should just hire some black bodybuilders and give them gigantic sledgehammers and just say, hey, in the middle of the day, we're going to publicize it. We're going to sell tickets. You guys get to beat the shit out of this monument. Turn it to rubble. Let everybody fucking watch.
The Battle of Liberty Place, or the Battle of Canal Street, was an attempted insurrection by the Crescent City White League against the Reconstruction Louisiana state government.
Let's put up a monument.
September 14th, 1874, in New Orleans, which is where the capital of Louisiana was at that time. 5,000 members of the White League,
Hell.
A paramilitary organization of the Democratic Party. Oh, here we go. Hey, it was the Democrats, see?
No. It's different.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You can't tell them.
It's nuanced. It, there's,
you can't
you'll
tell
never,
them.
You will never understand that.
It's really hard to tell those people.
Right.
And then you just say, okay, who are today's current KKK members?
Yes.
Where do they belong? Not in the Democrats.
Right.
Even if I won't, but even if you seed that the technically the Democratic Party, started the KKK and was racist as fuck,
but it,
well, things flip-flopped.
It's different. It's not the same.
Right. It's the opposite right now.
No, it ain't. Well, listen, if you don't understand that, we're just waiting for diabetes to take you.
5,000, that's huge.
Huge.
Even especially for back in the day.
You imagine a bunch of scary white people on horses with weird fucking guns and shit.
So it's a paramilitary organization made up of largely Confederate veterans fought against the outnumbered Metropolitan Police and state militia. The insurgents held the State House, Armory, and downtown New Orleans for 3 days and finally retreated before federal troops
yes.
got back, got there to restore the elected government.
Oh, shit.
So they bailed. No insurgents were charged in the action. It was the last major event of violence stemming from the disputed 1872 governor's election.
Fuck you.
In which a Democrat, John McInerney, and Republican William Pitt Kellogg both declared victory. I guess it was just a...
It was God, a, I love a, that name.
Giant struggle.
I am William Pitt Kellogg. Wait, is he a bad guy or a good guy?
Republican, so back then he was the good guy.
That's an amazing name, isn't it?
In 1891, the city erected a monument to praise the insurrection from the white, what they call them? Crescent City White League.
I don't even understand.
Point of view.
Their point of view.
Yeah.
You know what? They should have had people of color going and just bust this shit up in the middle of the day so everybody could fucking watch. Because this is heinous. You got to make an example of this shit.
Right.
Motherfucker.
So this one, there's no way to claim that this one, well, we're just talking about our heritage. This has nothing to do with slavery or racism. This is, you're celebrating
yes.
the fact that the White League took over New Orleans for 3 days because they didn't like that there might have been a brown person elected to the newly elected Reconstruction government.
You know what I would have done? If I was in charge, I would get former President Obama. I've been like, put a hard hat on. I'm gonna give you that bulldozer. You're going to drive it through that city square until everything's gone.
110 years or so before he was born, but sure.
No. They recently just took all that shit out of New Orleans. Oh, I would have let Michelle Obama sit on that bulldozer and run that fucker over.
Al Sharpton.
That would have made him nuts. Oh, yeah, that's better.
Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, hate them. So this monument that was put up in 1891 is the one that they removed at 3 o'clock in the morning this morning.
3 o'clock? Why? Three in the morning in the cover of darkness.
It was at a time when firm political control of the city and state was in the process of disenfranchising blacks.
Yeah.
So even though the duly elected people were restored, that group still wanted to make sure blacks couldn't vote.
Could you imagine
still going on now.
Damn, you live in New Orleans, you're walking around. Say on your way to work, your commute to work, you have to drive past that fucking monument every day. That's a monument literally against me. Paid for by tax dollars, by my fucking government. That's nuts, dude.
The monument, God, even in... it's a white marble obelisk, was placed at a prominent location on Canal Street.
How
1932,
nice.
They added an inscription expressing a white supremacist point of view. 1932.
What was the inscription?
That's what I'm looking for.
Jesus, what the fuck could it say?
The following inscription was added in 1932. Democrats, McInerney and Penny, having been elected governor and lieutenant governor by the white people, were duly installed by this overthrow of carpetbag government, ousting the usurpers, Governor Kellogg, white, and Lieutenant Governor Antoine, colored.
Oh, shit.
They overthrew the usurper carpetbaggers of the white guy and the black guy.
Jeez. God.
Let's put that on the monument. They put that on the monument in the 30s.
God, how long would that have taken?
Just to put another kick in the balls to black people.
I'm just thinking about is there a guy that gets to the obelisk and... Oh, it's a plaque, so he's not chipping away at all those letters?
It says inscription. I don't know how.
Oh, shit.
In 1974,
yes,
they added an adjacent marker.
74?
Yes.
Okay.
Although the Battle of Liberty Place and this monument are important parts of the New Orleans history, the sentiments in favor of white supremacy expressed thereon are contrary to the philosophy and beliefs of present-day New Orleans. They put up a disclaimer.
Oh, yeah. Is there a guy standing next to it winking?
I've got an idea. Mow the fucker down.
Knock it down, motherfucker. Knock it down! I mean,
they moved the monument in 93. Some of the original inscriptions were removed.
Oh, yes.
And replaced with new inscriptions, partially saying, in honor of those Americans on both sides who died in the Battle of Liberty Place, place, a conflict of the past that should teach us lessons for the future.
You think the people in Syria that were fucking gassed by Assad or whoever the fuck did it, did they want to put up a memorial for him? You know, I'm just trying to understand this because, I mean.
So that's, this is what they just tonight, or this morning, early this morning, got rid of.
Yeah, that's weird. I can't believe, did you know that existed? Did you know there was a monument such as that?
I knew there were Civil War stuff all throughout the South, but I didn't know anything that blatantly heinous. There's got to be more. Some little towns that nobody talks about.
Because that's in the middle of New Orleans.
Yeah. This was our lynching tree.
Right. Yeah, we want to memorialize it.
I'm going to go. I proposed to my wife in front of the lynching tree.
Yeah.
Jeez. Mayor Mitch Landrieu of New Orleans said the removal of these statues sends a clear and unequivocal message to the people of New Orleans and our nation. New Orleans celebrates diversity, inclusion, and tolerance.
And we're going to do it in the middle of the night so nobody, you know, so it doesn't cause any, nobody notices.
I don't know where they're moving them to. It says relocating these Confederate monuments is not about taking something away from someone else. It's not about politics, blame, or retaliation. It's not a naive quest to solve all our problems at once. That's what they say. Oh, with everything going on,
you know,
all you care about is some 100-year-old.
Yeah.
Monument.
I'm telling you what, you got Trump in office. There's all these fucking racists in the White House. It's alt-right bullshit. I think for something like this, you literally need to fucking destroy it in front of everyone's eyes. This country needs that message. Don't you think? I mean, the people in New Orleans, I mean, I don't know. There's not some white people that couldn't do them a little good to see that thing, you know, grounded down into dust.
He said that the memorials are coming down in the early hours of the morning because of death threats and intimidation from those who want the monuments to stay and to minimize city disruption. Because, like, protesters might come out.
God.
And they got death. Did we mention they got death threats?
Yeah.
Death fucking threats because you're taking down my memorial.
God damn.
How loathsome are the people protecting that memorial?
Oh, it's fucked up. It's so fucked up.
God damn. And listen to this. They had to wear like burkas. The crews used to remove the monuments wore masks and full body suits to protect their identities.
Oh my God. This is crazy.
This is 21st century America.
No.
And they're hiding their identities.
Yeah.
Because they're pulling down racist, horrible Confederate bullshit memorials.
Dude, and we're not even talking about some little holler in the North Georgia mountains.
New Orleans.
It's a city. A big fucking city. There shouldn't be any shame in taking this thing down. There should be shame in having it up.
Meanwhile, there still managed to be a small but vocal...
Oh, come on.
...pro-monument group at the site, it says.
Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, well, here we go.
Morning?
Paul McIntyre, who says his great-grandfather's name was on the memorial.
So what?
Disputed the legacy. None of them owned slaves. None of them were fighting for slavery. In the documents you can access, it tells you it's over states' rights.
The states' rights to own fucking people, dickhead. You're telling me part of the world whose chief labor force was fucking free... You're not going to fight to keep that?
For sure.
Come on.
There was another vigil at a Jefferson Davis statue, a candlelight vigil.
Oh, God.
They haven't said yet when that one's going to be moved.
A candlelight vigil. It's like they understand that these are rocks and, like, you know, stones. There's no blood. There's not a person.
They're not going to, they've decided they're not going to broadcast when they're going to start taking them down because of the intimidation, threats, and violence. There remain serious safety concerns, a statement said. Therefore, we will not be sharing the details on removal timeline.
Yeah, fuck that. You know what? This makes me want to, listen, arm Black Lives Matter. Send them out there to take these fucking monuments out. Fuck this shit. We got to be scared of these racists in the middle of the night. We're the fucking government taking this shit down.
The majority city council voted in 2015, 6-1 to approve plans to take the statues down. But legal battles over their fate have prevented the removal until now. So they didn't know where to put them. I don't have that information of where they're going, but they didn't destroy them. They're removing and moving. So maybe they'll be a lovely, they'll put them all in one steak like hate henge.
Could you imagine like, oh God, hate henge. Dude, tweet that or something. Stop what you're doing and tweet that.
Tweet
that's a good
henge.
One. That'll put us on the map. That's good. Hate henge. That's a good point. Where are these shit things going? No, they got to grind this shit down, and they have to make a bet. They got to take all the rubble and then use that rubble to build, like, I don't know, something for the ACLU or, you know, something that it's a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I don't know.
These guys got to wear a burka
in the
middle of the fucking night. They got to dress up like ninjas.
Workers it's tearing down some stupid racist memorial have to dress in head to toe.
And this was covered. This is particularly heinous, right? Because this was people coming together and say, hey, let's form a government. Let's make it diverse. Let's
commemorating
put black
a
and
specific
white people in
battle where people died. And the inscription they put on it was in favor of the people who overthrew the evil integrated government.
Listen, every once in a while, you really have to appreciate that everybody's head's not on a fucking pike. Because we've done some heinous shit to people. Oh, heinous fucking shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yet, you know, we expect everybody to be cool, assimilate, get over it. This fucking white guy's like, I did some research on the Discovery Channel. It says here, Civil War didn't have dick to do with slavery.
Right.
Fuck you.
So congratulations to New Orleans.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, yeah. Missed opportunity, dude. Middle of the day. So they should make it a party. I would have had the people tearing it down with the sledgehammers and surrounding it a fair. Cotton candy, funnel cakes, the whole bit. It's a positive thing. We're getting rid of this sign of racism in our city. It's going to be better.
Some comments on the story here. Burn in hell, Mitch Landrieu. you and your scallywag liberal politically. Oh, no, you're
scallywag.
Y-O-U-R.
Scallywag.
You're a scallywag liberal politically correct poltroon. What a great word.
Oh, God.
I'm sad for the fact that this man
poltroon.
Used a couple of great words. Yeah.
What is that? Is that it's
an asshole?
Oh, yeah. Well, poltroon. It's all right.
Utter coward.
Okay. Great word, racist.
This person in all caps says, trying to change history is disgraceful and sad. Nobody's trying to change history.
No, you've got to.
So should we, somewhere in Chicago, should we put up a statue of John Wayne Gacy eating some sautéed boy testicles?
Yeah.
So that we never forget.
No, we shouldn't, but the memorial would be probably more interesting to visit than others. I mean, you know, unless you're afraid of clowns.
This person said it's fascism. This is how fascism starts, by destroying history.
But they always say that. They always say it's fascism when you do shit like this.
Oh my God. Cowardly politicians, no need to visit New Orleans anymore. So did you only go to lay a wreath at the bottom of all the hate memorials?
And if that's the case, listen, New Orleans just got nicer.
I think so.
you're promising not to go. Good.
This other one reminds me a lot of how ISIS destroys symbols of other and past cultures.
Oh, my.
It's just nuts.
Fucking
the
God.
Same thing.
Is he like, is that dude comparing that thing in New Orleans to some old Buddhist statue in the middle of the Middle East somewhere? How's that what a fucking dick.
At least one person responded to that other guy. Okay, of all the reasons you won't ever visit New Orleans, this is the one you choose to cry over?
No. I can't go back there.
This person. Hey, yeah. Nola. Guess whose tourism dollars will never return to your city? The erasure of history is Orwellian, right out of 1984.
Oh, how's that? How is it Orwellian? What does that have to do with the concept of Big Brother?
Well, nobody's forgotten the Civil War. That's why we're tearing them down.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to forget. So they're saying that by leaving that heinous memorial up. Well, that's educational.
Yeah.
They read the disclaimer.
It is educational, but you got to put it in the right context. Well, right.
Put it in Hate Henge and hate turn Henge. It into a hate yeah. museum. I'm all for that. Let everybody see these these horrible memorials.
Because don't you think that I'm about to explain why we can't have racist memorials in our in any of our city squares, and I'm not going to do it because it's a stupid thing to talk about. It's obvious.
It's like the March for Science over the weekend, which was awesome and everything, but I just kept tearing my hair out thinking that we have to do this. It's 2017, and we're marching to beg our government to please follow science. What the fuck?
Yeah, dickheads.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's really... Whatever.
Everybody that marched, you're awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I support gravity. You imagine you got to march for science.
I marched in spirit.
Yes.
We marched 10 hours a day, 10 hours a week from 2 to 4 p.m.
Right.
Download
us on iTunes, on Stitcher. Tell your friends about us, okay?
This comment to the governor, you're a piece of shit coward, Mitch. Your legacy will be nothing but crime and failure. These people are all butthurt.
Can you imagine, dude? It's going to be a big crime wave because they took out the goddamn Confederacy memorial.
This person's asking about how much taxpayer money is going to moving these things.
Oh, fuck off! Hey, what? It's Louisiana. What tax dollars? What are you talking about?
This guy says, what about the families that were killed by black people? Are you going to start removing anything with Martin Luther King on it?
Are you kidding me?
I read
that's
it
real?
Verbatim.
Okay, does it have the thumbs up? How many did it get voted up?
Five.
Five votes up?
Five thumbs up.
How many
five
down?
Five racist white thumbs up. What?
Did anybody vote it down?
I can't tell. Oh, it's a Facebook comment, so they don't.
Oh.
They're snowflakes. They don't like negativity.
Jeez.
Oh, in fact, somebody here says, LOL, LOL. Oh, snowflake need a pink hat and a safe space.
Yeah, Snowflake dies because there's crazy racists everywhere. We don't like you. Damn, fuck these people.
God, again, I saw the other day some asshole Republican on TV who was unchallenged when they said all these tens of millions of people living in cities are out of touch and in bubbles.
Right.
And again, I'm like, wait a minute. We have the diversity. We know black people, we know brown people, we know gay people, we know Muslim people, we know
we win.
We are for not for us, but I mean we are because of our
right
coexisting.
Yes.
We get along with all millions of different types of people.
Right. Hey, let's
how are we in a bubble?
Yes.
And white bread.
Wow.
Christian extremist in the middle of fucking Alabama stan.
Yes.
Is not in the bubble.
Right.
We're the ones in the bubble.
And let's do the shitty thing right now. So what? Let's do it. Let's do the shitty thing with the conservative says, hey, look at all my black friends. Well, listen, in our building below us is a black gay man who is also a drag queen.
Yes.
And there's another gay man.
Yes.
And in the apartment on the bottom floor, other side,
An older Asian woman with a disabled daughter.
Yes, who is also a fortune teller.
Or the what? The mother. Yes.
Yes. And then there's a Korean family next door. Beat
That's
that,
just
assholes.
Our building.
We win. We fucking win.
No, we're
win.
In a bubble, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm in the bubble.
We're in a
I'm
liberal
in a bubble.
Bubble.
I don't know anything.
All of that, all your diversity Boom. And everything, all your diversity right. and knowledge and science and shit. This guy says Martin Luther King's message wasn't about violence, you moron.
Yes, yeah, stupid.
So there you go. A whole bunch of butthurt comments.
Jesus Christ.
From the people who are all upset.
Can you imagine this governor's like, the mayor's like, listen, guys, I want to take the thing out just as much as you do, but these fucking lunatics, what are we going to do? But don't you think if there is, that's kind of a thing where it's like, you just pay the SWAT team overtime to protect these guys that they have to take out this monument. Because you really want to look like you're scared of your racist constituents? He's scared of them.
This asshole says, I would understand them concealing themselves to avoid the personal shame.
Shame? Fuck this. God damn it. Yeah, listen, they...
What horrible people.
God, I wish George Soros paid people to fucking do shit. Damn it.
Here's somebody who's finally... Wait, you're equivocating getting rid of statues and flags as erasing the history of slavery.
How are you going to erase that?
This guy goes, follow along. He's answering Greg.
Okay.
Some white asshole. He goes, now follow along, Greggy. Union 1, Confederate losers 0.
You suck. Yeah, suck a dick. You fucking lost, you racist.
So on this lovely Confederate Memorial Day.
Yeah, we shat on it, didn't we?
You've got New Orleans, Louisiana, struggling to lurch into the 19th, shit. End of the 19th century.
I don't even know.
Let alone the 20th century.
Right.
And lots of white racist butthurt. Good God.
They had to wear disguises to remove that fucking
We're
thing.
Back tomorrow, everybody. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 live on the Eastern Tide Coast. Don't forget, after that, we're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're at crabdiving.com. Leave us good reviews. It helps out a lot. Not on our website. We're the only ones who read them, which is we appreciate them. But if you want to help us spread the crabs, do it at iTunes or Stitcher. Leave us good reviews. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy. Go to his Instagram feed at RatedRComedy. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Don't forget, if you're going to buy anything on the internet, buy it through our Amazon hole. Please, please, please. Crabdiving.com / Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all, just helps us out here at screaming liberal anti-racist media.
We make dollars.
We're back tomorrow, everybody.
Wait, I didn't say yours. No, I did.
You did.
Bye-bye.
A recent report shows that in 40% of American families...
Oh, I'm not going to play that one.
The crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.